The White House Report.
President Trump is said to be very angry with the timing of the indictments by the Justice Department of 12 people who tampered with the U.S. presidential elections. The Department of Justice also found that Russians stole info on 500,000 U.S. voters. In a matter of days, President Trump is slated to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump does not consider him a foe, but he says he's a competitor and hopefully one day that they can be friends. A Republican source says this is not coincidence, but it's strategic to send a message to President Trump to cool his heels as it relates to Vladimir Putin in the midst of his preparing for his meeting with Putin in a few days. But who is President Donald Trump? President Donald Trump on the world stage this week has not had the best week ever. It's not a victory lap. President Trump has chastised CNN yet again, as well as NBC and the Sun News Agency. President Trump also went after two of the 29 NATO leaders. Those two leaders happened to be some of the stalwarts in that group, the allies of the United States, two women, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, and the British Prime Minister, Theresa May. So again, who is Donald Trump? I talked with someone who had a bit of an insight, who was on the show The Apprentice with then-civilian Donald Trump. It's author, actress, movie maker, and also businesswoman Vivica A. Fox.
I absolutely admire Donald Trump as a businessman. It was the main reason why I decided to do Celebrity Apprentice, because I admired how many times he was able to file bankruptcy, 6 times, and then make a comeback. But do I believe that he's qualified to be president of the United States? No, he's not. He's a good businessman. And people have confused, in my honest opinion, the two, between a businessman and the leader of one of the most powerful, of the most powerful country in the world.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan, AURN News.